Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Robert Harms with the Harms Group about the Western Area Water Supply Authority, otherwise known as WAS.
The business model has been a problem. You know, I want to say one other thing. Another problem that they have in this design, every barrel of water that WAS sells to the oil industry goes through the Williston Water Treatment Plant. And so it's potable water. We could make coffee with the water they put down an oil well for a frack job. It's potable water. The oil industry doesn't need potable water, so we've got an additional cost factor. And it stresses the infrastructure that they've got on top of it. So when I turn my water tap on in my home east of Williston, it's the same water that Continental Resources puts down an oil well for a frack job.
That's a whole nother story about how we sell the oil and gas industry pristine water, so our fracks are the best.
Yes, they are.
Oh, yeah. It kind of reminds me of the comedies when they use, like, Evian to put in their dogs and cat dishes. You know what I mean? But,
yeah.
Well, let me back up for just a second because, you know, I am a business owner, and
yeah. And
I have been impacted by the business of government before. I lost, and I'll just, you know, use an arbitrary number. I lost a $50,000 contract when the city of Fargo decided to get into the advertising business by wrapping their buses. So, I lost a big bank. They decided to go at the city of Fargo, and me and several other people in the media, we got hit $50,000 right there for me, you know, and that's a big contract for a small business. Now, when I hear what you said about the transports or the filling stations and the depots and that sort of thing, to me it sounded like when the government put this together, they wanted industry to come to them. And what I heard was industry has a marketplace to where they go to them, where the private sector will go to industry, or whoever sells to industry needs to go to them. Therefore, WAS had to switch their business model. Now, in order to do that in the real world, that takes vast amount of resources. And we're starting to see why. Is that what I'm hearing, that the private people adapted to the marketplace and then WAS came in and adapted later on because they have the ability to grab those resources? Am I out of line for interpreting that?
Nope, that's exactly what happened. They had a business model that they sold to the legislature in 2011, saying we're going to build a dozen depots along the main highways in that part of the state, and we'll call it good. That was year one. That was in 2011. Then in 2013, they came back and said, you know, we got a better business plan. We really need to reach the oil industry out into the out in the oil patch itself. That's where the real money is, and so that's why we went from 150 in 2 years up to 280 million. You know, that they were looking for. So that's exactly what happened. And you know, and here's the other thing, that you lost contracts. I've competed with government entities in commercial real estate. I've faced that challenge. So these private water providers are going through the same thing. I was with a fellow yesterday, and he and his wife had taken $300,000 of their personal money, and you know, and he's at the end of his career path, and they built, invested in a water depot in McKenzie County, and then, you know, spent close to $500,000 on this thing before WAS was even conceived or talked about publicly. And now here they are. They have to compete with WAS on a daily basis, and you know, and that's a significant investment for a guy that's been he's been a local businessman. He's not exceptionally wealthy, and that's a major investment. And he's having to compete with Western Air water supply on a daily basis, and they threaten that the investment that he's made. And he doesn't own 20 of them; he's got one. And then that's not unusual around North Dakota. We have close to 200 private water providers. Some have one permit, some have a couple permits, but that's the effect that this publicly sponsored entity has on private businesses, whether they're ranchers, farmers, landowners, folks like this guy that just a private retired businessman who made the investment 7 years ago.
And, you know, before you talked about you worked under Senator Hoeven, and we're a red state, and, you know, we
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. You mentioned you worked under Senator Hoeven before, and we're a red state, and of course, during the entire oil boom, the word business-friendly environment and that sort of thing was being touted quite a bit. And when I hear this, This absolutely blows my mind, because first of all, you have a public-private partnership that never turned into a public-private partnership at all. It just turned into a public business, essentially.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then you have the private industry. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. This is where the demoralizing part comes. You adapt to the marketplace when this new conglomerate comes in that can basically get contracts and accessibility much easier than you. So they come in, the private guys adapt to the marketplace, go start delivering the product. Well, then the public business decides, we don't know what we're doing yet. We need to adapt to the marketplace, steal the ideas and everything. And that's a fine, you know, that's adapting and everything along those lines. The private guy eventually is going to get pushed out because they do not have the resources that a public entity has. And also, the demoralizing part is, aren't these guys paying taxes to their competition? I mean, aren't they paying taxes on the outfit that is trying to put them out of business?
Well, they're paying taxes to the state of North Dakota, income taxes and sales tax, certainly. And then this new bill is being talked about that was passed by the House of Representatives last week or before they went on crossover. That includes a new tax or a 3% 3 cents per barrel royalty that's designed. It will that 3% royal 3 cents per 3 cents per barrel royalty goes right back to actually paying the debt that was incurred. So you're exactly right. And the other thing about the demoralizing part of it is, WAS has the backing of the state of North Dakota. They're restructuring their loan to the tune of $164 million at the Bank of North Dakota. And so, they're not able to pay their current debt requirements, so they're going to restructure their loan at the Bank of North Dakota. Now, in any typical business setting, if you and I are in business and we're struggling to make our payments, well, our lender probably will help us and figure out a workout of some sort. But they're not going to give us more money. If we lost money in January, if we lost $5,000, they're going to look at some kind of a workout to get us probably out of their bank and get the debt paid and put us out of business. That's likely what would happen in any traditional commercial setting if there were truly a private arrangement.
To listen to the full-length interview with Robert Harms of the Harms Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Judge found me guilty and I hung my head and cried. Said, Lord, I cried. Oh, Lord, I cried.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. buildingthebridge.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
99, I-99.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.